Well, good evening, everybody. Our evening talks recently have been themes from this book by Max Lucado, Unshakable Hope, Building Our Lives on the Promises of God. So we're going to look at the theme from the second chapter today, and I don't know why we're not following the right order. Is there a profound theological reason that we're not following the correct order?
Do you really want the answer?
I just want a yes or a no. No, right, that's fine. So we're looking at stamped with God's image. And we're not doing this for in any particular order. So that's our theme for this evening. And it comes quite early on in the book because it's a belief that we tend to kind of take for granted. The belief that we're made in the image of God is probably not something that we think about a lot. And it's more kind of the background to our faith that we inherited from our Jewish origins. And of course, it all comes from the creation story way back in Genesis, Genesis 1. So God created human beings in his own image, in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So this is what we're focusing on tonight. And our theme raises three questions to my mind, and I've got them on a slide, Derek, haven't we? What does it mean to be made in the image of God? What impact does that have on our lives? So what does it mean for our lives? And where is the hope and the promise in this? And it sounds like a statement of fact, we are made in the image of God, but when we look into it, as we dig down a bit deeper, we find out that it's actually much more than this. So our first question is, what does it mean to be made in the image of God? So what is God like? And an image is usually something visual. Derek was digging me up because it's made in the image of God and there's no picture on the slide. And we're a very visual society, aren't we? You know, we like pictures, we like logos, and we like images. And because we're used to television and we're used to films and computer games, we're quite sophisticated and literate in the way that we use them. So I thought I would start off with a visual aid tonight, and I spent loads of time on this. But half of it is missing. Half of it is missing. Okay, Johnny, our assistant minister, was supposed to be preaching tonight, and I'm a substitute for him. I think he's probably at the rugby in Japan. Better not say that too loud. So we will need to use our imaginations for this. Now, I am a substitute for Johnny, and if I had stood up and you hadn't known I was a substitute and we stood side by side, would you have noticed the difference? We're both made in the image of God, and we're both fine examples of human beings. Those of you that don't know Johnny and don't have a mental image, he's about 6'4"-ish. He's quite broad in the shoulders, he's quite muscular, he plays rugby, he's about 30 years younger than I am, possibly. But, you know, we are both made in the image of God. So what are the similarities and what are the differences? And just be kind in this, please. We don't want to hurt Johnny's feelings. You know? Right, we've both got two arms, would you agree to that? We've both got two legs, we've both got a head. One male, one female. Johnny's a few inches taller than me. I'm probably a few inches broader than him. And Johnny, as we can tell from his physique, is into sport. He's into rugby. I have never been to a rugby match in my life, and God praise, I will never have to go to a rugby match in my life. And I am definitely more, when you look at me, you can see I'm definitely more a kind of sitting down with a cup of tea, watching Downton kind of girl. So we are both made in the image of God. But are we both the same? No, we're not. We're not interchangeable. God doesn't make replicas. He doesn't make clones. We're not photocopies of each other. So even just thinking about the two of us here, you can sit down now, Johnny, thank you. You can see that there are obvious differences in us. And if I got you all to come up here, none of us would be exactly the same. And if I got 7 billion people from the world all in the same room, we'd all have people of different sizes and different ages and shapes and colors. But we wouldn't get two people exactly the same, with the possible exception of identical twins. But we are all made in the image of God, our creator, and the similarity is not in our biology, but in our character. And we know from our Bibles that God is spirit, and we too are spiritual beings. And it's in this part of ourselves that we carry the image of God. And if we are made in the image of God, what is God like? Now, I could spend hours and hours on this, and I'm spoiled for choice as to what verses to use. There are so many passages we could read from, but I'm going to indulge myself tonight and go to my default passage, which is from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. And I think it's page 1226 if you're using the Pew Bible. Verses 1 to 10. So not the Gospel of John. People always get a bit confused. And I'm reading it from the NIV, but since I need font size 96, it'll be slightly different because the one on Bible Gateway is a more recent edition than this. Okay. So see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins